record that. Oh, fuck off there, Mr. Beep. Alright.
Can we please just pretend like we're doing that one again?
No. We have to just let things happen.
Oh, fuck.
We have to let things happen.
That was the best one.
Welcome to the Logicast. We're home of all things logic. And, we're drinking Tim Hortons iced coffee. So this episode is brought to you by Playtex tampons. I'm just fucking kidding. Brought to you by Tim Hortons ice caps. We should probably introduce ourselves. No.
We're not going to go around in circles and say our favorite color.
There's actually no point to that. But I can say on behalf of both of us, we both enjoy long Scrabble games.
Yeah.
Outhouses and Rubik's Cubes.
I knew it, yeah. We do too.
No, we I don't know why I said all that shit. We're not. That's not even true. That's all bullshit. In all seriousness, though, this is simply a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about anything in particular. Just about, well, I guess about us.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing. There's no point to it, really. If you think about it, it's just more for.
Just for Nick to talk about you.
Yeah, it's just for me and Ed. It's for me and you to talk about. That's all it is. And there's nothing people can take from it other than enjoyment.
Lawson might take.
There's a guy named Lawson at our school. Lawson. He's a great guy.
He's a serial killer, by the way.
He's a serial killer. Well, no. He's part-time. Yeah, he has a part-time serial killer personality called Bosson. Bosson. You can find him on Twitter at Bosson, and at Bosson's victims is where we post all the, no. He's a great guy, that Lawson. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
Like
we do.
That's a bit caught up.
The who?
My throat.
thank God. Okay. We can't start off. This podcast without addressing the political situation in Toronto. Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack with Somalian drug dealers. This is okay. I don't know the full story. I've just been hearing things, so this is what I've taken away from it so far. Just to give you
okay,
because you don't know.
I don't know.
So you don't know about tell it. Me. So I'll okay. So as far as I can tell, it's big 400-pound fat man, Mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. Okay, so as far as I know, he leaves a strip club,
mm-hmm.
walks four blocks, sees two Somalian dudes, assumes they have cocaine or crack or whatever. Crack, I believe. And mm-hmm. so he walks up to them and goes, "Hey, neighbor, I'm the mayor of Toronto. Do you have any crack? I have money for you." And those dudes are probably shitting their pants. They're like, what the fuck? This has to be a setup. But it wasn't. And so instead of leaving and going to his house, he sits down beside them and starts smoking crack.
How do we know that?
Because they took a video of it.
The guys did?
Yeah. And then they, emailed or called the Toronto Star newspaper, like the big newspaper in Toronto, and said, "I'll give you the video for $200,000.
Did they do it?
I don't know. I think there's a page, like, you know those Kickstarter campaigns
mm-hmm.
where, like, people donate money for a specific cause? Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
They're, like, trying to get people to pledge money to be able to see the video, which is pretty ridiculous, but it's funny at the same time. It's funny as fuck.
It'll probably be on World Star Hip Hop anyway.
Like, World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, because that's where the Somalis post all the shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So
everybody posts all that shit on that. Well, I made iced coffee this morning.
Tastes like
Yeah, it tastes... Our phone lines are already off the hook. No, it tastes like shit, unfortunately. I opened about 12 packs of powdered sweetener into a bowl and poured it in the blender, which was probably not the best idea. But I figured I didn't really want to use liquid artificial sweetener anymore. It was kind of shitty.
Why?
You know that stuff we use.
Yeah, it was good.
It always had the worst taste, though.
What? This is the... How... No, the last, five iced coffees taste better than this.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's... With every five, there comes the one that's bad apples.
Yeah, because you put the friggin' packet stuff in.
Yeah, but I was trying new things. I'm like a chef.
And you put way too much ice.
No, there wasn't even that much. Yeah, look how much ice is left. I know. No, okay, that's how much is your ice? I didn't even get that much ice in there.
Oh, wow. Mine because was you more poured like, mine first.
I know. Well, it's okay, I always give the guests first pick at the fucking ice cap.
In this situation.
Oh, fuck. Whatever. Anyway. Do you believe that it's legit? Do you think he paid them to take a video so we could start this whole media thing and, like, defend? Like, what do you...
Wait, they think he...
There's people out
there... I think they just
videotaped
it to get him in trouble.
Well, that you think they videotaped it? I think they videotaped it to get him money.
Yeah, no, to get themselves money.
Yeah. Okay, but people out there believe that maybe it wasn't all for that. Maybe he had asked them to do it. Maybe he was high as a kite. He was.
To get himself money?
Not necessarily. Yeah. It could be like, if you send this in, I'll take 50 of the $200,000. Mm. And you can have 150 of it. But that's kind of retarded, considering it'd be the biggest idiot move anyone's ever made. Ever.
I just think he wanted some crack, so.
You just think he was just out to smoke crack? Yeah, I know. I have that feeling, too. Maybe he just wanted to... He found the wrong guys. He was going through a midlife crisis.
Mm.
And he decided...
I mean, he's a mayor. He must have a lot of stress, right?
Yeah, he's a mayor of the fucking Toronto, so... I can see why that would cause him to want to smoke crack. I mean, I would turn to maybe weed before that.
Yeah.
But I guess
but
crack...
by the way, Toronto Maple Leafs suck, so...
Yeah,
and that was the worst game ever.
Yeah, Toronto Maple Leafs losing to Boston was probably the funniest thing ever. Yeah. I was watching it on my couch here.
It's going to be one of the best things for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was funny as fuck.
Did you see it?
Yeah, of course. Oh, I was watching it live, Sauce.
Yeah, me too.
Well, why didn't you come over and watch it then?
Because...
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
You got me there.
Yeah. So, you want to desert me and leave me by my lonesome? Well, whatever. Your girlfriend of 3 years, Ed, recently had his 3-year anniversary with some bitch. I don't know her name.
What the?
I'm kidding. It's a joke with Angela. Fabulous Angela. I helped set them up. I did a good job. That was grade 9.
I don't know if you really.
Well, I was the catalyst in this situation.
Yeah, you were just.
Because, listen, grade 9 art class, me, Ed, Angela, and our best friend Jimmy, who we will have as a guest on the podcast,
yeah,
of course, because he's funny as shit.
Yeah,
he probably won't know what to say, but it's still funny. He's still funny as shit. So we were like in a foursome in the corner, and I could see that there were some things pulling at you guys, like you and Ange were like kind of like you were knitting in there tight. You were getting close. Unfortunately, Jimmy had the same feelings for her, which was funny.
Yeah.
It
and
wasn't.
Apparently he tried to ask her out one time and
like
he just
times.
Like mumbled or something.
Yeah, he just and she this is my impression of Jimmy. Okay.
Yeah, and then basically she's just like what? And then
he was like, oh nothing. Nothing. Just okay. And then walked away. Our friend Jimmy has Tourette's and he's lovely. He's great. He's a great guy.
Oh my
God. He is a great guy. There's nothing better. He's sweet. He's great.
He's been through hell and back. So
yeah, he's been through
guy,
hell and back. Like, we'll talk about people, and there'll be like the people on Twitter or the people at school that are like depressed as shit. And Jimmy's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, what the actual fuck? What happened in their lives that they are so upset about? I've been through fucking hell. Which he has, and he's done a great job dealing with it. He's done great. He's a good guy. But after Jimmy tried to ask Angela out a bunch of times, Ed and Angela started seeing each other. You guys weren't really dating until the end of the year. That was when you guys started, right? Am I correct?
In like the summer.
It was like the June, wasn't it?
May, actually.
It was like May, yeah, because your anniversary just happened, right? No, I'm an idiot, but that's, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But I helped start that.
Yeah,
I was.
Well, you didn't help. It just happened to be that you were sitting there.
Yeah, it just it just happened.
Well, actually, I could say you helped because I usually didn't talk to people. And
So it was good. Like we invited her over because she wasn't originally beside us in our table. There was someone else, some like big girl.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't want to say names. She's just like
probably Dan Durkacz.
Yeah,
probably.
He's a big girl.
Oh yeah, he is.
He got manure in his eye. This guy named Dan.
Freddie is Freddie, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's good too. He's good. Well, he's a serial killer, but
yeah.
But he's good.
Apparently,
guy.
Everyone's.
Are they
going
to listen to this podcast?
Probably. I hope not.
No, they probably are. Cause... I'm going to tell them to.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't say anything bad.
No, we didn't. On a different note, I need to tell you something.
Okay, what? All right, what are you showing me?
Okay, so what do you think about homoeopathic drug pictures?
Did you get that on my bookshelf?
Yes, I did.
Why did you take that off my bookshelf?
Can we please just analyze this book?
Okay, just to describe this, Ed has found a novel on my bookshelf of old novels.
Can you please read the title?
Homeopathic drug pictures. I think it's because my mom was afraid I was like growing heroin.
You probably were. So. And
no, that's old as shit. That's like 1980s.
Oh, any book on homeopathy in Hindi?
It's in Hindi.
Well, not this one, but they can make it.
I didn't know my parents.
What's a Hindi?
Hindi. It's like Indian, I believe. It's like what?
Gandhi.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Demir?
He would. No, Demir. Oh. Demir's from like Serbia.
Shout out to B. Jane Publishers in case we get sued for this.
Oh, yeah.
LTD.
Sponsored by homeopathic drug pictures from 1978.
And author is M. L. Tyler. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so what was the note before this that we stopped at? It was it about Angela? What about occupation?
Well, anyways.
Anyway.
Because that had to do with the drug guy, so I just forgot about it.
Oh, but. Like with Rob Ford. When did you take that off my bookshelf? We've been together the whole time. Yeah. We've been together the whole time. When did you do it?
Never going to tell you because I'm magic. So.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, what do you think on...
No. My question is, you work at Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say... How was the job before becoming a baker? Was it worth it before you were a baker?
Honestly, no, because... Okay, I know people like Angela. She just stands around the whole day for like 6 hours and gets paid like $12. I don't even know. Tim Hortons, hardest work. I work like I'm sweating.
Oh, okay. My God.
It's basically child labor, just without me being a child and not having to do sewing machines. And third day, I get paid $9.60.
Yeah.
And there's people that are like bitching at me, and I've... It's the worst job. Don't go there. I'm sorry, Tim Hortons. I like you.
This
but
podcast is not sponsored by Tim Hortons anymore. No longer.
Because I'm so sorry, but it's actually the worst place to work.
But
and it shouldn't be.
But then you became a baker.
Okay, yes, but let me touch on one more thing. Okay. We have to pay for our uniforms. It's like one of the richest companies in Canada. It has to be. So what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And now my shoes, I bought shoes, like $60 shoes. They're broken. I have to buy new ones. I'm not spending money to make money because I barely even make any money.
That's an important issue.
Yeah. And okay,
have you brought it up with anyone?
I told her. I'm like, I'm not buying new shoes for this job because I don't like this job.
And what'd she say?
Well, if you don't, you're fired. So I was like, okay, I'm buying new shoes.
So you gave her sass and she told you you'd be fired. Okay, that's not a very fun thing to do. That's kind of a
bitch. I'm a baker now. So
yeah, you're
it's
a
way
baker
better because I don't have to deal with people because people are actually really rude if you didn't know.
Yeah, what? I can
because someone, okay, this is a life lesson from people. Someone who's not nice to the waiter isn't a nice person. So if you think, so really, Nick's not a nice guy. So.
No, I'm very nice to waiters. Okay.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know.
You see me at public establishments.
Yeah, but if you're not nice to anyone, basically...
Other than McDonald's causing shit when, like, we're intoxicated, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good with waiters. When we go to, like, Eastside Mario's or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah, so you're
like
actually
that,
very nice now. Yeah. So you're a nice person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might screw with them a little bit, but it's all because it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's all for fun. That's all it is.
Anyways, they might as well not even call me the baker because I'm a heater-upper.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even bake anything. It's all, like, just...
putting it in the
oven for a minute. Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Right?
That's why I think bakeries should be back opened.
Yeah, like freaking Stittsville Bakery.
Stittsville Bakery. It was a good bakery. It had good
It was so good.
Well, it was like the Richmond Bakery. Not as good as the Richmond Bakery. Richmond Bakery.
Except that's too far. And
It's legendary. I mean, we're close because our school's there, but it's too far for...
I'm not just going to go there for...
I mean, who would, really?
But Nick loves Canadian maples.
I love Canadian... That's my favorite kind of donut, hands down.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Well, they're so good.
They're so good. It's like a Boston cream, but maple.
Yeah.
Oh, who invented that? Who invented that?
Who invented the honey cruller? How do you even make it look like that?
I don't know.
It come frozen in a box like that.
What do the boxes look like?
Just a box.
Like a cardboard?
Like the size of, yeah.
Just like a moving box. Oh, and it's just like,
and it's like 400 donuts in it.
Oh, so it's like big. It's like a big guy.
Yeah, and okay. That's another thing.
What?
I'm a baker. Okay, so you're like, oh, he must have an easy job. No, actually, I have the hardest job because, well, actually, it would be easy if I worked at like Walmart or something because I'd only have to bake donuts. I have to make all the food for like five other stores.
What?
Yeah, because Don, the owner, owns five other stores, and I have to make all the food.
What do you mean all the food? Like the donuts? Like,
there's gas station stores.
Oh,
and I have to make it for them because they don't make. Yeah.
Oh, oh my god, that sucks.
I know. On top of that, I have to make the donuts for the front, and I have to. Oh, worst.
And so, how many bakers are there at a time?
One.
Just one.
Well, in the morning there's two,
and then but
afternoon night, there's one, and then at night there's like two.
So when you're working,
there's only one.
There's only one.
Yeah.
So you're alone most of the time. Doesn't
that suck?
That's what I experienced.
It's
with
okay
Sobeys.
Because I. Oh yeah, you're a cheese man. You're actually the best cheese man.
Yeah, when
like,
I
he
worked
stole
at
my
Sobeys.
Grandma cheese, and she said that he should go into sales.
Yeah,
she honestly told me because
I was great at selling.
Yeah,
things.
You are.
I'm a salesman.
She didn't want the cheese, but she wanted it after.
Yeah, she wanted it because I said how good it was. Okay, we can't talk podcast without talking.
Hold on.
Without you know, who are you texting? Text someone other than me? Text someone other? I'm just fine. I'm not that girlfriend, man.
Text someone other than me? Nah.
Nah. Really, don't listen to your Jada.
Okay.
Listen.
Wait.
Can you?
Can
we please talk about hockey for a second?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. So you're like the biggest Pittsburgh Penguins fan.
Mm-hmm.
And number I'm a
one.
Sens fan. You're number
well,
one.
Well, I like Sens too. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because how often do they play each other? Like, not very often. That had to happen, so.
If it hadn't
now
happened,
I'm
then it
sad
had to
because
happen.
It was probably Alfie's last freaking shift of his life.
No, no, he's coming back.
He better be.
He's coming back.
Or I'll be sad as hell. Because
he said he felt better, like, in the past this year. And
I thought
like, the
they
most
did
points.
Really good this year.
Yeah, and he had the most points on the team.
Yeah, exactly. He did,
so
like,
he's coming
the best
back.
In the playoffs, so.
He's coming back.
Oh, my God, he's so good.
Like, he's, well, he's not as good as Crosby.
No, obviously, but for,
Crosby's
like,
good.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Alfie's just the best guy overall.
Yeah, I mean, the Sens, and we knew how it was going to go. We hoped it wasn't going to go the way
it
did.
Yeah, but everybody knew.
Everyone knew deep down that the Pens were going to rape them.
But it was pretty cool when they won in double overtime.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was like a good, if that would have been a game seven.
Yeah, then that would have been sick. As
then
hell.
It would have been, Otto would have won the cup.
Because
you can't lose with that kind of win, mm-hmm. like even if it's just one. People disagree with me on that, but fuck it, because it actually, like, I don't know. I just, what is this key?
Anyway, oh, hey, what the heck?
Oh, what the
it's
heck?
It's a multi-key, let me show you.
Oh, multi-key.
Anyways.
Ooh, this is fancy.
I'll show you.
Ooh, piece of candy. Oh, what the hell, you have to open it with your teeth?
Well, I don't have any nails.
Oh.
Basically, saw, knife. Screwdriver and bottle opener, but the bottle opener sucks because it shuts every time I try to open it. Okay, can I please tell you?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's probably going to win the Stanley Cup this
year. Pittsburgh. Boston, too.
Do you know
Boston's
that
pretty damn good.
Blackhawks beat Red Wings last night, which is worst because we want them out. 3-2 now.
Yeah.
Red Wing was winning 3-1, so.
They're going to lose.
Oh, no.
Hawks are going to lose tonight.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I don't mean the Wings.
Are they playing tonight? Do you know?
Well, tonight. It'll be tonight. They played two nights ago.
No, they played last night. That's what I'm trying
tomorrow.
To tell you. Yeah, probably.
What, do you want your multi-key
back? My utility.
Utility,
not multi-key.
Utility
key. Oh, what the hell? Classic guy who shuts it.
Well, why did you want it open? When are you going
to
cut?
You have to put it back on.
Oh, it snaps like that.
Anyways.
Next thing on our agenda...
Okay.
What?
First, let me just tell you, because if Pittsburgh goes to the finals, I'm putting my Stanley Cup on top of my car with a Pittsburgh sign on it. So, don't worry about it.
And driving around Ottawa with it, you know, just to piss people off.
Okay.
Wait, can you first tell the story of the lady in the when you were at the Sens game?
Okay, people. So, I am a Sens fan. Actually, it's pretty much like a psychology project. Miss Forbes would love it.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm a Senators fan. I like the Senators, but I wore my because my girlfriend and me went to the game, so I wore my Pittsburgh jersey.
Right.
She wears Ottawa jersey, so. Right.
So it offsets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyways, I'm getting like nice high fives from people, Pittsburgh people, so they're all happy.
That's good.
And so I'm sitting there, and we move over a couple seats because we were right beside someone, and there was nobody sitting beside us, so. The lady goes, oh, you chose the wrong spot. And she was a Sens fan, but she had like a smoker's cough because she hacked a pack of dirt a day. Anyways.
How, like, can you, like, how old was she? Was she like?
Probably like 55. So you can just imagine.
Was like, she like overweight? She seems
No, skinny as hell because she smoked like shit. So.
Oh, so she just like, that's how she kept fit.
Yeah. And so anyway, she was yelling.
Cigarettes over food, people.
No, people. No. So she was yelling and she's like, oh, shoot the puck. And then. Anyways,
like loud too.
Yeah, like yelling is, and like the players can't hear. Anyway, yeah, her husband told her that, and she's like, "I don't give a fuck."
Yeah, her husband. Like,
and so Pittsburgh scored like four goals, and then she kept knocking off my hat. So every time they scored, I'd turn around, yell in her face, and wave my little towel. Whoever invented that is the best for because. And then
wait, can you slow down? Hold on. So every time they scored,
well, she would like knock off my hat randomly
when they scored, yeah. Or just randomly throughout
like,
the game,
just randomly like. Oh, the game's still young and knock off my hat. And I'm like, nah.
And then you'd stand up and wave your towel.
But she doesn't realize I was a Sens fan too, so she was treating me bad. And anyways.
Why didn't you tell her?
And she was like saying how they're not true fans because people were leaving like 5 minutes early. She ended up leaving with 2 minutes left. Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
She's
and
a
then and everyone started cheering, Crosby sucks. And he ended up scoring. It was the best thing.
Yeah, so. You like Crosby. That's the main... Yeah, okay. I'd say, if I could say, that's the main reason you like the Pens.
Yeah, Crosby, obviously.
Because he's so damn good.
I love Malkin,
because you play a lot like him. Even though you don't play high-level hockey, you play a lot like him.
Because he's my my idol, I guess. Because him... Yeah, so...
He's like your favorite player ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, Pittsburgh has like the best guys in the NHL. Some of the best guys. Neil.
Depth.
Malkin. Crosby.
Kennedy.
Yeah, Kenny's and Kunitz, he's
and
best.
Kunitz is good too.
But they have Iginla and Moro now, but they're not very good. But they're still good.
Yeah, they're decent. And then, but they don't have Gonchar on the point anymore. But he's getting old. He's past his prime.
Yeah, but he's still good. They would like to have him. Oh yeah, we got Letang. He's also the best.
Letang's Norris winner.
Oh thank God.
That hands down is going to win the Norris.
I really hope Alfie wins the leadership whatever it is award. There.
Oh, he's going to obviously.
I hope so.
It's Alfie.
How could you not like Alfie? Like, if you, if you're on another team, you'd be like, okay, he's pretty cool.
Other than Toronto.
Yeah, because Braden hates
Alfie. Braden, I was about to say, Braden.
He tries to, like, point out things like how Alfie's bad because he smashed his stick one time. Wow, every player
Matt
gets mad.
Sundin.
That's just being.
That was, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah,
Matt
and he got
Sundin.
Mad when he, like, oh, my God.
Like, when Matt Sundin played in the NHL, that was, like, years ago.
And it's not even Matt, it's Mats.
Mats. Like, there's plural amounts of them.
Yeah, like, if there's a front door Matt, there'd be three of them, Mats.
Yeah, like, if three Mats came to the front door, it'd be...
no, why?
Three sections of Mats.
No, like, an actual floor mat.
Oh, like, three Mats.
I'm
like
saying,
actual
at the
mats.
Front door, there was floor
oh,
mat.
Oh, like, I was greeted by Mats.
Like, the welcome mat?
Oh, yeah. But so like in a sentence, someone could say, I was greeted by Mats, and you don't know if they mean Matt Sundin or if they mean like
three
greeted,
welcome mats coming up to the door.
Multiple mats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Wow.
It's a mind boggler.
That's a mind boggler. Christ almighty.
Like Tsunami, but it has a silent team.
It's Vuvuzela. You remember when we did
remember
that?
Oh, yeah. Remember we tried to check and they didn't. Okay.
I was in Ed's business class, and he's Ed. I'm Nick, by the way.
If you haven't known.
If you haven't figured it out by now.
I'm Ed. He's Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the voice of Ed.
Yeah.
Your key thing stuck in my hand. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I almost got killed. No, so we were in your business class. I was on spared. We were in your business class, and I convinced the business teacher with my smooth-talking skills, my salesman skills.
He's not even in the class.
I'm not even in the class. I just hang out there because it's fun as shit. And I convinced the teacher to play trivia because it was Friday, and there's no other reason. When we walked into the class, he tried to trick us by saying we're not playing trivia. And I
Which,
got
by
pissed.
The way, do you know why we play trivia?
No.
Because I donated $5 to the baby fund.
Oh, yeah. The baby little fund that's going on in school.
And he's like,
mothers.
Since you guys were so generous, and it was obviously me because I donated a $5 bill.
I saw that in the cup, actually.
Thank God.
So we played trivia. And I stopped focusing about halfway through. I just couldn't
take it. Yeah, he never.
I was just on the computer. I don't focus. I don't have an attention span. It doesn't happen. You know that. You've known me for long enough to know that. What happened?
I'll explain it. So basically, there was a question about name a instrument with starts with V. And the kid said, what'd he say?
Vuvuzela.
Whatever that is.
It's like Vuvuzela. The little horn from the FIFA Brazil.
And he could have said violin, which everybody know. It came to your mind right there when I said an instrument that says V, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Anyways, we tried to trick the teacher. We're like, oh, no, it starts with a silent T.
And we didn't even tell them we were joking. They believed us. And the other team was like, oh, yay. But he didn't switch points.
Yeah, he never ended up.
It was like the Keener team. The two teams that were left in it were like the like odd because people. Because
we had 0 points, so we didn't care.
Yeah. It was like the odd people.
And then like classic Andy Krugs because he's smart.
Was he on that team?
Yeah, he was on the team.
Oh, okay. It wasn't as odd then. Yeah. Oh, and McKenzie was on the team. So it wasn't as odd.
Yeah, but they were the odd group. They were the good group.
No, they were the other group was the Keeners.
Oh, thank God.
You remember.
Okay, Keener's odd, but it's just odd because they mixtured.
Yeah, it was odd because you wouldn't expect that to be a team.
Oh, thank God.
So they were left. And so we said, no, it's Vuvuzela. Ed told me to say it like it's tsunami, but like a silent T. What is it, silent T?
Yeah, so yeah. Svuvuzela.
Svuvuzela. But it's not. But it's not. And they almost, they believed us, but then they didn't end up switching points, which sucks.
Can we please talk about...
an email. What?
No. Can we please talk about rap music?
It's our favorite. What do you want to talk about?
Actually, it's my favorite thing. It's not your favorite thing.
Okay, first of all, state your position on rap music.
Okay, first of all, my position is real rap is not fake. I don't want to say the like, N-word, but it's not fake shit.
Yeah.
Because it's always 2 Chainz guys and Jack Jones. I don't even know what Trinidad James. Always trying to ruin shit for us because they're like, oh, I got big chains and big ass. No, that's not
rap.
That's not real crap.
But for some people it is.
Who's that real to?
I don't have that point of view, but I'm just saying. But who buys it? Why do people buy it? Because it's the thing.
People that are stupid. Like, I don't even know any black guy that bought it. I know all white fat guys that are like, just sing it because they think it's funny. I'm trying to say it may not be bad music, but it's not. Real.
It's not real. It shouldn't be considered rap.
Yeah.
Should it be considered rap or should it be considered...
Like, and I'm trying to say, like, all these guys, they always say that like, they're shooting people and shit. Tupac actually was the real gangster.
Yeah.
These guys aren't real. Like, none of them even die. Like, even Eminem, he says he was a gangster before. That's bull crap.
What, Eminem says he was
like,
a gangster?
Yeah, like, he used to say, like... Back in the day, he doesn't say anymore.
He wasn't a gangster, was he? But he was, like, low down. Like,
no, but he thought he was cool as those guys. But he'll never be, like...
But he's cool now.
Yeah,
he gets a last laugh on all the people that
he's
bullshit
my favorite
him.
Person in the world. Because he was... Holy. But I'm just trying to say most of them are fake.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
Like, the most real ones are Slaughterhouse. They're actually just, yeah...
So you like Slaughterhouse. You like Eminem and you like Slaughterhouse. And like Yellow Wolf and
Novi Novak and Novi Hobson. So those are like your favorite guys. And Wiz Khalifa, he's good.
Wiz Khalifa.
But only like a couple songs because I used to hate him a lot. But
you
like
the
him.
Black and Yellow. Is that him? Green and Yellow?
He does Black and Yellow. That's Lil Wayne. I like Lil Wayne too, but...
No, we don't like Lil... Well, we sort of like
I
Lil
like
Wayne.
Some of Lil Wayne's songs because
But he's such
catchy.
A bad rapper.
I know. He's not, such a bad rapper. I don't think he's good. I just...
He's a bad lyricist. Like, he's not even like... No, the thing is with Lil Wayne, he's a bad lyricist. But he has good producers. That's what it is.
So he makes good songs. Like,
his producers make good songs
I honestly
that
think
feature his name.
Some of them make shitty songs. He makes some good songs.
Yeah.
I like.
I'm
so that's
aware.
The only reason why I like him.
I'm heavily
I'm aware. Not going to like hate on some random person.
Yeah, I know. So like you're saying your top 4 would be Novi Novak.
I love him. He's my favorite
Hobson.
Right now. Hobson's
Yellow
losing
Wolf
on me because he's freaking...
Slaughterhouse or Yellow Wolf?
I'll just say Shady 2.0 because that's all of them mixed together.
Oh, okay. So like Cypher.
It's Slaughter,
like
Yellow
Cypher.
Wolf. And,
so if you want to see like who they are, just what's Shady 2.0 Cypher?
Yeah, sure. That's
on YouTube.
It.
They're good. I've heard it. They're good.
They're the best.
They're good. I mean, I'm not the biggest rap fan. I mean, I like Eminem and I like some Yellow Wolf stuff.
Yeah, but you love Stan, so.
Yeah. That's the best Stan is the best ever. Eminem song.
That's
only
like,
when it's only
it's
when
like
it features
one of the best songs around.
Yeah, because it features Elton John.
No, but like,
that's why
I'm talking like before, like
rap songs.
Yeah,
like what are you talking?
No, not
about?
Even rap. Like
good,
like
songs
Rolling
ever.
Stone rates it like one of the best songs ever.
That's because it is one of the best songs.
And
yeah,
that never
just
because
how
happens.
It's written. The first of all, the chorus is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Dido chorus or whatever. But mm-hmm. when Elton John plays it, it's fabulous.
Oh yeah,
and Eminem had him on for like Anti Homophobia
because
he was
I
always
just don't
saying,
get it because in every one of Eminem's songs now he makes fun of Elton John so.
No, not now.
Yeah.
Before.
I'll show you some of the lyrics.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really weird. So maybe he said, yo, I don't care if you...
I think that might have been it. Maybe that was it. Maybe he was like, well, it doesn't really...
I don't think Elton John cares.
I think he cared that he was... I don't know.
I think it's just... Everyone thought he hates... It's not... He doesn't hate gays. People. He just uses the words because that's who he is.
So yeah, he doesn't... He doesn't have any problem. We should have him on the show. We should have him on the podcast.
We should get Elton John in here.
I got a piano in here.
Oh my God, he'd be the best. Like, I think Nick's good.
You think I'm good, but I'm actually not that good.
You're pretty good.
I'm good. I know chord. Man, I know stuff.
Don't put yourself down. You're pretty good.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah. I'm good. Better bass player, but I'm good at piano. You don't like bass, though. So. I play a lot of instruments, and Ed doesn't.
We don't like the bass.
You don't like bass because it's not. You'd prefer me to play guitar.
Yes, over bass, because I like guitar.
But you'd prefer me to play piano.
Actually, yeah, I would.
Yeah,
it's my favorite thing.
What, piano?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's cool.
Grands are way more fun. Like grand pianos are better, for sure.
Yeah,
and operated pianos. I mean, I'm dreaming of getting one of those someday.
You're getting one. I'm getting you one.
You're getting me one?
If you're ever dying of cancer, I'm going to get you one.
Okay.
Because it'll be like that little wish fund or whatever.
Oh, sick.
Well, actually, I'll get you something better. You'll
No. That's what I would want.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would
want.
You don't
want to meet like...
No, I don't need to meet anyone.
Who's your favorite person?
Favorite person in the world?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Who is actually... I don't even know. Like, Nick knows who my favorite people are. I don't know.
Who's your favorite people?
What the heck?
That's my question.
He wants to meet Monster Truck first.
No.
Well, he still wants to meet them. But
no. Not like that. Wow, they're a great band. Canadian rock band.
Who do you want to meet then? The Beatles.
They're dead. Well, most of them. Paul McCartney's alive. And Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr's band, Ringo and the Stars. Isn't that the most stupidest thing? Oh my God. It's so dumb. Ringo and the Stars. And they don't even... Anyway, they're bad. I'd probably want to meet a guy named Rick Rubin.
Who's that?
Produced all the Chili Peppers records.
You want to meet him?
Yeah. And I'd want to meet...
Shout out to Dr. Dre, by the way, because without them, there'd be no Eminem.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you. And then there'd be no Shady 2.0. There'd be no Yellow. Yeah. It all starts from somewhere.
Yeah.
So Rick Rubin. Who's my top three? Rick Rubin. I'd probably like to meet... Jack White of the White Stripes.
Yeah, you like him.
He's pretty good. And probably just the Chili Peppers. I like that.
You're actually wearing a hat right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Chili Peppers hat right now. But that's not why. I just love them. That's how I started playing bass, was listening to the Chili Peppers.
I never knew that. That's who you wanted to meet.
Flea. Mm-hmm. There's probably other people I'm not thinking of.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. Those people are all... Like, you can think of old, like, famous people. Like, like, who would I like to meet? I don't even know.
Do I have Hitler hair?
Oh, you know, okay, I have a different... Yeah, you have some Hitler hair. Which, okay, Hitler hair, we're not disrespecting anyone. It's just like...
Well, actually, we are, because Hitler's the worst person, so how can you say you're not disrespecting...
Yeah, but we're not saying it like you are Hitler.
No, we're just saying that your hair... He has ugly hair.
So. Yeah, you had ugly-ass hair. So when you take off a snapback or any kind of hat, you have Hitler hair.
Because it falls down, it waves to the side and falls down.
I know who I'd want to meet now. I wouldn't want to meet any of those people. I'd want to meet the cast of Community.
Oh, thank
They're
God.
So cool.
Hey, did you ever see the show OC?
The OC. Yeah. I've seen it. I never really watched it.
Oh, my favorite show in the whole world. It was the best show ever.
Yeah. I remember you have all the series.
Oh, my God. Well, actually, Angela did, but yeah. It's actually the best show.
I started watching Pretty Little Liars. Apparently it's really good according to people. I don't know yet.
So.
I just watched the first episode last night really late, and maybe I was tired, but I thought it was decent. I thought it was all right. Like, I'm not going to, if someone says it's a chick show,
we're not going to care.
It doesn't turn me off.
What the hell's
right
a chick show?
Exactly.
What's a chick, like, if there's shoes, you'll know it's a chick shoe. There's no chick show.
That's the thing.
Like, you know, if there's a chick shirt, it's a chick shirt, because it's a shirt for chicks. You know, there's no
Thanks
chick
for spelling
show.
That out for
What's
me.
What's a chick show?
I don't know.
Like Nick
I
watches Grey's
knew.
Anatomy. Some of them will say that
yeah,
it's a chick
Grey's Anatomy,
because it's
people
a
say
soap
that's
opera.
That's
or something.
A woman show. Or
no,
whatever.
What the hell? Just because my grandma watches it doesn't mean he can't not like the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, some people need to just.
It's kind of retarded, because Grey's Anatomy is a phenomenal show. It's ran for fucking what season? Season 7 or season 8, something now. I'm only on season 5 or 4, but I think 5 now. But like, it's always there might have been a slow season. This season might be slow, but it's stayed, like, people love it still. There's diehard Grey's Anatomy fans of all ages too, like mostly over 40 women who are divorced and like have no friends or life. They just get drunk and watch Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, I forgot. I need to tell you funniest thing. So,
okay.
Last night when I picked up Angela from the party there,
yeah,
I was there for like 10 minutes. I didn't know. I thought you might have been there.
I didn't have your cell phone.
Because I know. Angela's like, Nick's trying to get a hold of you. So I'm like, oh, he's probably there. Just like,
Ed, but you didn't even text me. What the hell?
I was too lazy. Anyway, I just thought I thought I had telepathy.
You did. And I knew you were there.
Remember the time when I said, what did we say last night?
What
did I say?
What did you say? It's coming back to me.
Can I please just go look
up? You said Edward, and you spelled the W-O-R.
Oh, and then you said word.
And I said word. You said...
But you don't get it, because Edward's the rap name, but then you just said word to what I said.
Yeah, I said word to what you said, but it played off the last word you sent in the text that I hadn't seen before I sent mine. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so I'm there, and Brett Henderson.
Oh!
My favorite guy. He's the nicest guy.
Yeah, okay? He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's the best.
He's the best.
So, anyways, we're there, and him and Angela are good friends, so...
Right.
He was so drunk. It was the funniest thing. I've never seen someone, and he's falling all over the place, and he's laughing so hard.
Really?
Yeah, it was so funny.
That's
never
funny
seen
shit.
Him, and he was like... going crazy. He's like, oh, I love you guys. He's hugging us and shit. And then he picks up like stuff off the ground and whips it across, and it hits all people in here. Who threw that? We're just standing there laughing. It was so funny.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then we're like, okay, Brett, it's time to go home. Like, and then Larry Ann was with him.
Yeah.
And she was trying to get him to go home. And then we went back to our car, and we saw Brett about 4 times on the way to our car, and he would like pretend like he's never seen us before. Oh, it ended my baby. Oh my God.
That's funny.
It was impossible to get away from.
Who else did you see? Did you see anyone else? Any other funny stories?
I heard Greg Royer. I saw Adam McGrath. I saw Roberto.
Oh, Big Bird. Italian Big Bird. Our friend Berto is Italian. Big guy. Big dude.
I saw.
Great guy. Who else? I heard, who got punched in the face? Nugs?
Man,
got...
no, Nugs was fighting some guy, and then like Serena grabbed Nugs so they didn't get in a big fight. So.
Who was the guy?
I don't know. Oh, I think it was Dalton White. Oh, no. Now that I think, yeah, because he was trying, they were, his friends are all Nimback.
Okay.
Had to have been.
Okay, well,
it's obvious.
If
because
someone's
Dalton
listening
White...
to this show, they won't necessarily know who these people
are.
No, but
so
let's
people
let's move
are...
on. No, basically, our friend Nugs, who got the nickname Nugget, was because his head shaped like a chicken nugget. Great guy.
Is that how that happened?
Yeah.
I don't even know him.
That's
so
how that started.
I just
he
know
goes
him.
To a different school, but we love him. He's
I just know.
Guy.
I don't know if I love him.
We'll have him in here when he's drunk one time.
Oh, that's every time.
Yeah. Every time on a Sunday morning, Nugget will be here. Anyway, so he was fighting this guy named Dalton who causes a lot of shit. He's basically a shit disturber, and he likes to fight about. That's about it. Like, he just causes
a strong guy. So.
Yeah, but he just causes people pain. That's like the goal of his life.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
Yeah. Look at the book up there. B way. If you cut off the line, it'd be 3-way.
Okay. No one's gonna understand what the
I don't
fuck
care.
You're talking
I don't care.
I don't care.
You liked it.
Okay, hold on. I know, it's funny shit. Okay.
Talk to me.
No, yeah, we have to mention Mio.
Oh, our favorite stuff.
It's basically...
We have one every day, people.
Yeah, more than once a day.
Okay, and we actually do have it
we
at least once a day.
We actually have it at
it's
least.
It's our daily diet.
Like, after this podcast recording, we're going to
get
one.
Oh, we're going to get one, because I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
My mouth is dry.
Yeah, my mouth is parched.
I just saw you lick your lips for Mio, so...
Yeah, it made me thirsty. I don't have any lip chap down here.
Okay.
I love lip chap.
Basically, we have our class... every morning, first period, because we're still in grade 12.
Or second, depending on the day.
Oh, yeah. And we get thirsty because we're doing paintings.
Yeah,
we can't
so
just not...
it makes us work hard and we're thirsty.
So
we're
we always
painting.
Tell Miss John, which is our art teacher, best lady in the world, Miss Johnston.
Yeah, she's the most committed art teacher, for
sure.
Oh,
my God.
She's great.
She's best. That's why she's going to work at Canterbury.
Yeah, she's
going to
work at an art school.
She's best.
Well, she's done everything for us,
she's
too.
One of our most favorite people, eh?
Yeah. Oh, like, I'd say, like, most of our jokes
can
revolve.
We please go visit her after we're done?
Yeah,
yeah,
of course we're going to go visit her. Because she's going to, like, We ever? Do you still have the paper from the art field trip? Because I had her cell number on it. We could like be
well,
like,
"Well, that's
yo,
just
John.
Creepy." But
no, we could just be like, "Yo, Miss John," or we could email.
We just go.
Her.
Yeah, that's better.
Because we'll be out of the school. We can probably. She probably has Facebook, so we can just add her on the Facebook too.
And then we could just tell her we'll come visit her. She'll be like,
"Yeah," she'll be like,
"But I don't want her to make us do like a talk in front of her class and not."
Oh no, we should.
No, that's what Miss is gonna make us do.
Yeah, but oh, poor Miss.
Oh,
we have to mention that.
Well, we can't mention.
Okay, I'll explain. No. I'm not going to explain the full thing. But basically, me and Ed were in the same law class for the past couple of years. Were we? Mm-hmm. Just this year or last year, too? Last year,
one
too.
Year.
No, 2 years. Was it 1 year? One year. Anyway, this year. And we had a teacher named, well, we called her Miss Boutillier.
Mm-hmm.
Great lady.
She's one of the top.
Yeah, she's definitely, she's above Miss John. She's my favorite teacher I've ever had, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hands down.
She's so nice. She can't even get mad except the time when I didn't bring my own textbook.
Yeah, she got mad once. I think she was having a bad day. Yeah. But anyway, something happened in her personal life that was kind of tragic, and she had to leave the school, but she like didn't have time to like say bye or talk to anyone. She's gone for the rest of the year.
Is she coming back?
She's not coming back this year.
No, but is she going to teach there?
I have no idea.
I hope so.
And she's not answering her calls or emails. We were really upset. Like, I've sent her, like, 3 emails.
I was actually
emails.
Almost... I was so sad.
I was so sad. But when anyway, it's like, life has weird ways of doing things, I guess. But we need to get in contact with her. I'm going to send her a 4th email
okay.
today. See if she
That's
responds.
Another point I have to say. Because people, like, some people die and some people all get this bad crap, right? So, this is the stupidest thing ever, but you got to think about it.
Okay. I'm listening.
So, like, nice people always die of cancer and stuff, and you're like, oh, why did it have to happen to them? But it has to happen to somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when I'm walking around, I just crunch random ants. It's not like I chose to kill them. It just happened.
Yeah, you accidentally walk.
So that's
walk
why
them.
Good people die, okay, people? Because it just happens.
It's
not like, oh, why did it have to happen to them? Because serial killers die, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Like, if I throw a rock on a plant... It's going to end up dying because it can't breathe.
Right.
It's not like it just happened to be that I threw it on that exact plant.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I feel it.
So.
No, thank God. Anyway, Mio, we got it. We're segueing. We're
okay,
we
always
digress.
Get way off topic.
We digress.
Well,
I
forgot what we were talking about. Mio, how do we talk about plants dying from rocks?
I don't know. You were
How
the
did
one.
That happen?
Because you're talking about people dying.
Oh, because we talked about Miss John and then we said our favorite teachers.
Okay. So let's get back to it. So, Mio.
It's a great invention.
Can we please
look up on Wikipedia who invented it?
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
you
describe what we do every day while I do this.
What do we do?
When we leave and go get
I already told them.
No.
Okay, actually, yeah, we walk around the halls like for like 5 minutes and we like look in people's windows and different classrooms and it's really funny. And we get Cindy sandwiches, which is Nick's mom, Cindy. She's actually the best because she makes the sandwiches all the time. They're so good.
Okay, I have the definition right here.
Okay, here comes Nick.
So, Mio is a zero-calorie liquid beverage mix that offers artificially sweetened beverage options in multiple flavors. Mio was originally released by Kraft Foods in March 2011.
Ooh, Kraft?
Yeah.
That's best.
Yeah. The current motto is Make It Yours, Mio. Mio, when translated from Italian and Spanish, means mine.
Mine?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're... Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, and Mio Energy was launched in 2012. Mio Fit. What's Mio Fit?
We never had that.
We're in Canada.
We've had Mio Energy, though.
We've had Mio Energy.
But not Mio Fit, people.
It'll come
That's
soon.
Like Honda Fit. Oh, most awkward thing when a fat person drives a Honda Fit. That is.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, there's Mio Fit. Hold on a second.
What? We never had any of these.
No, we have Mio Fit. We don't have Mio Energy.
Mio Fit.
Yeah, that's Mio Fit. Mio Fit is Berry Blast and Arctic Grape.
Oh, we had those.
We don't have Green Thunder.
Oh, we don't
Green
have... That's in the
Thunder.
States. That's in the States.
Whoa.
It's like a concept car, but concept Mio. We never had
Apparently
that
Apparently Kraft loves the States.
Kraft's the best company. They make Kraft dinner if you didn't know.
Yeah, Kraft.
Who doesn't
you
like
didn't
Kraft?
Know Kraft?
You don't like
makes
Kraft dinner.
Kraft
you're the
dinner.
Weirdest person.
Yeah.
I don't like cheese and noodles.
Do you like cheese and noodles?
Well, yeah. Who doesn't like cheese and noodles?
I don't know.
If you don't, do you like Kraft dinner?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, we should probably talk about sandwiches too.
I already talked about the Cindy sandwiches. There's so much bacon on them and they're the best.
Wait. Okay, so, but did you explain? I'll explain the situation.
I hope she's making us one right now.
She's, actually. Yeah, she is. Well, she will be soon. So I'm hungry.
Just do the buzzer. Okay. Neat.
Yeah, neat. Oh, basically, I have an intercom system in my house, so if the podcast gets interrupted,
it's again, because one of his parents yells down through it, neat.
Yeah, that's basically what'll happen.
Okay, please tell them about it.
Okay, well, can I first finish the sandwich story? You're getting me off topic.
Okay.
Again. Okay, so... Every day, sometimes more than others, but my mom will ask me, does Ed want a sandwich today?
And he never says
no,
yes.
No, I always say
and
yes.
And he never says yes.
Yeah, that's what you think, because I eat it, because I get hungry.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
No, but you leave. Okay, I try to
find
you at lunch and
people.
You leave.
I'm always at school.
No, you always go to like independent with like your little religion crew.
What the hell? They're religion. Dude, they actually did it, because one time I went to the movie with them. They have like 45 brothers and sisters, each of them. There's like
wait,
two
did
kids.
You go with all of their brothers and sisters?
Yeah, there was like 10 of us taking up the row. It was weird as shit.
Fuck?
Anyways, they're like, oh, so Ed Bell thinks he's one of us now. You want to come to our church? And I'm like, no, I don't do no religion.
That's what you said? That's what they said?
Oh, yeah. Okay, please, before we get off even topic more.
Okay, we're already far off.
You know the tornado there?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it Oklahoma or something?
Yeah.
It was the most awkward interview. First of all, did you see the one where their grandma found her dog?
No.
Oh, I'll have to show you after. Basically, she's in an interview and she's like crying because her house just collapsed and they're like standing in her house and it's flat. And she's like, oh, I was just sitting here with my dog. And then one of the news reporters, oh my God, there's the dog. And it's all caught under all the stuff and it ends up living. It's the most cute thing. Anyways.
Oh, that's great. That's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. One of the ladies is like, the guy's interviewing. It's got to be Sanjay Gupta. No, it isn't. Is it?
For what?
Interviewing her.
Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter.
And she's like, because Dr. Sanjay Gupta, why doesn't he become a doctor? Why does he have to be a CNN analyst? No. Anyways, why would you call yourself doctor?
It doesn't matter. Just finish.
Yes, it does. Anyways, he's interviewing her, and she's like, he's like, so you had to thank God for this. And then he looks over, did you thank God for this? Like, and she's like, actually, I'm an atheist.
I heard about that.
Why wouldn't she just go along with it?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't she just
because
be like, yeah, why did she have to start the problem?
Because she took the opportunity to...
Well, that was awkward. Because then he's like, oh.
Maybe she's one of those people that believes she has to be like hardcore on her religion.
Yeah,
though.
So it actually thinks she's actually religious, even though she's an atheist. Weird as shit, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Wow.
Because I'm just like, I just say I'm atheist, but I don't believe in anything.
Yeah, exactly. You're just in the middle. We're both like that.
It's stupid because people who believe in God and then they just deny it. They're like, oh, someone in their family dies. And they're like, oh, he did it for goodness. No, what the hell? Why would he kill people?
Yeah.
Why would he?
It's kind of like, but it's not that we're saying religion's bad.
Well, I think it's bad.
But it's
people.
No,
I think
listen,
people.
Hold
it
on.
Starts wars, honestly.
Well, if digress. There was no, hold on. Calm yourself. Let me explain something.
Okay, well, you never got to sandwiches and you never got to eat, so just
yeah,
continue.
Sandwiches, so I sometimes give them to you, sometimes don't. And then I'll explain what your nicknames are after.
Okay, people.
Okay.
Religion starts wars. Yes, it does.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. I don't think it starts.
Hold on.
Okay. I think people start wars. Because you got to think, religion's blown out of context a lot. You can't blame
why
it on religion.
Do you think,
you have to blame it on people.
Why do you think terrorism happens?
No, but it's like saying a gun kills people. No, a gun doesn't kill people. People kill people with guns. People start wars with religion.
And why do people shoot people? Because religion.
No, you can't blame it on religion.
No, but I know that's why war... Okay. Murders happen because person dislikes a person. War happens because
no,
people
but not
dislike
necessarily.
Other people.
Think about Boston. Think about serial
Why?
Killers.
Okay,
they don't kill because they don't like the person.
Actually, that's a lie. Some wars happen because they're like fighting
over
something.
Land or
yeah,
over...
Yeah, that's olden days. Why? It's...
Okay, so that's interesting.
Wars.
You're saying recent wars have been started... I don't think it's been
but
started.
But also, if there was
on,
no
hold on,
listen,
hold on.
People wouldn't be different. That's why wars happen, because people are different.
Yeah, people have different
and
views
because,
on things.
Yeah.
So I don't think religion is necessarily, for some people, religion is great. But there's a small group of people that
take it way
are extremists.
Too far. Yeah.
Have you heard of the Baptist Church? What's it called? The Western Baptist Church or whatever? The Westminster Baptist Church? Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's like when people say they're I can't think of the thing. What is it called?
Wait,
Western Baptist Church.
Can I please tell you something?
Yeah.
How about the Muslims? I don't know. I'm going to tell you my point of view on it.
Okay.
When the Muslims tried to build their mosques on the 9/11, the Trade Center.
Yeah, those
area,
are extremists.
That is not. No, but apparently they're not the ones that wanted to build it. And people are like, oh, you can't build it. And they're like, why? Just because of people who like took down the trade centers are Muslim.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But exactly. Yeah, that's why you're not going to. That's just disrespectful. Well, even if they didn't, even if they're not against.
It's just, but it's that point of view. Like, they don't. It's because there's people, it's in every religion. You don't see it that often because it's not. It's only broadcasted right now that the Muslims are like the bad people.
I know, but they're not. I'm not
saying
they are. I know,
99% of Muslims are great, phenomenal people. I'm just saying
you just don't go build a mosque right on the place where some of your people.
Yeah, and like we know a lot of Muslims that are great people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not against them at all. 99.9%
I just think that's a bad idea to build a mosque
where that happened.
And Americans are crazy. Yeah, so that's the thing. Is
that it's not that it's a bad idea. It's that the people that had to. The people that were involved in the tragedy
were Muslim.
Are not brainwashed to think that, but they'll always be afraid of that. Because they're afraid of what they don't know.
I know.
They don't know that only 0.1% of the Muslim population are maybe Muslim extremists of a different part of the Muslim religion. That's the thing. It's not. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyways.
We're, what? What are we, like?
It's because.
It doesn't even matter. Really.
Nothing matters,
people,
really.
Religion is, we can agree that religion is bad for some people.
I think it's bad.
I know, but for some people it's good.
Why?
Because they have something to believe in.
But why do they need to believe in something?
Because if they've lost something, if they've had, recovering criminals, I found God and I found help.
I know, but.
Like, it's good for some people. You can't say it's bad for everyone.
I just think lots of people are.
Take it too far.
A lot of people are hypocrites, like. Some of them will, oh, he's crazy, he doesn't believe in God. What the hell are you believing? I honestly don't think it exists, so you're believing in something that I don't think exists.
I mean, I don't really believe in anything.
I mean, how can we prove it doesn't exist either? Because
That's the point.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. But, like, religion's been on a decline for a long time, like less and less. Christianity, really. Like, Catholicism has been, like, since...
It's gonna... And that's when they're... Yeah. It's just... I hope it just...
And because the priests that rape people. But anyway... That's a perfect segue into sandwiches.
Because cock meets sandwich. That's why.
No, I believe my mother's making a sandwich. Do you see the look on her face?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
No, anyway. She wasn't like, it was just like, oh. She was. She wanted to be a star guest.
Yeah, she wanted to be a guest, but she's not going to be a guest. She came in, opened the door, and walked into the podcast room, like the studio. Okay, well, get the fuck out. All right. But
can we please talk about Donald Trump? I dislike him very much.
You dislike him?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's a cocky prick.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's known for.
No, he's not even. Why?
Because he's a cocky. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything.
Well, it was not tight until now, Matthew.
That's what she said.
Okay, good. Let it flop. Okay. Just let it be.
He's, okay, no, I have to finish first.
Okay. He's cocky as
hell. Fuck it. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, screw
it. Thank God.
He's cocky.
We just eat sandwiches. That's all you need to know.
We eat sandwiches, people. That's all. Sandwiches are good for you.
Yeah.
No.
Some sandwiches are bad, but some sandwiches are good.
Well, Subway sandwiches are good. Sweet. If you get vegetables, it's good.
Yeah,
it tastes good.
It's good.
Wow, it's actually the best thing.
Yeah, it's the best thing. Kay. You feel like Subway now. I feel like Subway.
I do, right?
Yeah. When you think about Subway or someone tells you they're eating Subway, you want Subway.
Let's pause it and go get Subway. JK people. Okay.
We got you. Okay.
Anyways.
What are you trying to say about Donald Trump?
He's the biggest prick. He's cocky as hell. Do you know he tried to sue someone? I forget what it was. It was like, it was like if someone said that on like one of those famous shows, Oprah Ellen or something. I don't even know, people. I got my facts wrong. He was saying how he would pay $20 million to Donald Trump if he prove to him that he wasn't born from like apes or something. So Donald Trump's like saying that he owes him $20 million now.
Wait.
Some guy said, I forget who it was.
Charles Darwin?
No. What the hell?
He started that whole theory.
Yeah, I know, but that has nothing to do with. Don't touch my hat, please.
Well, I have it in my hand.
Well, why?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I was fixing it.
Donald Trump, biggest prick. He thinks he's so cool just because he has
okay.
a bunch. Well,
let's
other people
trash.
Have money, too.
We don't need to trash Donald Trump.
I don't like him very much.
What did he ever do to you?
Nothing.
Exactly.
But he's one of those people that is not nice. You just know that.
Okay, well, then we know that. We've been
over
this.
Okay, I'm just trying to say that. Well, no disrespect to him. I don't hate him as a person. I just hate what he does. There we go.
I don't hate him
as a person. I hate the way
he
does
actions.
Things. Yes.
You don't like his actions.
Yes.
Okay, we can agree on that. We can agree.
Yes, because I don't hate a person. He killed 6 million Jews, people. That's not good.
He did kill 6 million Jews.
That's why you don't hate people.
We just dislike people. Mm-hmm. We dislike.
Actually, we don't dislike people. We dislike their actions.
So some people I've disliked.
Yeah, I've disliked.
We both have a girl in our mind that I dislike.
Yes, yes.
Not
yes.
that I know very well. Never want to have a relationship with her.
Anything. We don't hate her.
No.
Actually,
you know who I'm talking about, right?
He killed 6 million Jews, but I'm allowed to hate someone. I'm not going to kill them. How about we do that?
Yeah.
I'm going
like,
to hate.
You know, you like her stories and all that. Like, we hate like the facial expressions.
Yeah.
There's this girl. Oh,
but I'm going to hate someone, but I'm not going to kill them. Okay, people?
Yeah.
I've decided.
I think that's a good point to end it off. That we don't hate people.
We just don't hate. I mean, we do hate people.
But we don't hate them in terms of killing them.
No, we would never kill someone. Why would you kill someone? Okay, this is a shout out to all people who kill people. Why? Why do you kill people?
Some people it just happens.
Well, you don't do it, okay?
Okay. Well,
Nick's secretly trying to cover up because there's someone like dead in this room right now.
No, there's no one dead in my room.
I bet there better not be.
Okay, well, smell around. If you smell a rotting body, let me know.
Maybe you put Airwick fresheners.
Shout out to your car.
No.
In Ed's car, he has 800 air fresheners.
Yes, because... And then... Oh, funny story now.
Okay.
Linda from my work. Oh. Best lady. Praise the Lord. Anyway, she's like...
She's like old as shit,
she's like
right?
4 feet tall, so you can't even see. You just see a little hand come up on the cash register. And so I drove her home, and it's another guy named Taylor.
Wait, you drove him home?
Yeah, her.
What the fuck?
And a guy named Taylor. She needed a ride home. She got in a car crash. So sad.
Aw, Linda.
Anyways, so she
can't see over the steering wheel.
Yeah, she actually can't. And
what happened?
So she gets in my car. Oh, it smells so good. What perfume does your girlfriend wear? I'm like laughing my ass off. This is friggin' air freshener. It's not perfume.
She loved it.
I actually have so many.
She loves it.
And shout out to Febreze because their auto freshener so good. Actually, it's not good.
What does your girlfriend wear as perfume? Oh, no,
she wears people. Sarah Jessica Parker's best smelling girl in the world if she wears her own perfume. So
yeah. But that's the best smelling perfume. Is that what Ange wears?
Oh my God, I'll show it to you.
The Paris Hilton one wasn't bad. I was surprised.
Yeah, but Ange never wears the Sarah Jessica Parker one anymore. It smells so good.
Tell her to.
Well, I do, but it smells like heaven. It literally does.
But you don't believe in God. How does it smell like heaven? Oh!
Well, I know what heaven smells like because I talked to one of them crazies. JK.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, thank you.
That's what it's called.
What is that about?
It's like the really extreme people. Like, they hate gays, and they hate... Like, they'll go on protests because
like
they hate gay people. Yeah, we love gay people.
Yeah, why would you...
We are non-homophobic for any reason. There's no reason to hate them.
You shouldn't even call them gay. It's just be regular people.
They are regular people.
That's another thing we have to talk about. We know Nick doesn't want us to use the terms like gay or fag or something. Like,
I just think it's disrespectful, and it's pointless.
But I don't use it to... Like, I think it honestly, the meaning should be changed.
Yeah.
People are always like, oh, don't use the word gay because you're making... No, I think it should actually be changed.
Yeah.
The meaning
of it. Well, I know, when you don't say it that much.
No.
You say it occasionally because when we first were friends, you said it a lot. That was like your go-to word. But you've like digressed from that. You don't say it as much, which is fine. As long, like, I know you well enough to know that you're not meaning any disrespect towards anyone.
I know, none.
It's just because you've said it for so long and you don't say it that much.
Yeah.
So... But anyway.
I think the meaning should be changed so that way we're not saying it doesn't mean that anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I know
You think gay means like stupid now, pretty much.
Well, that's what they're trying to stop because just feel me on this
one. I'm feeling you.
Okay, but not like that. No, no pun intended. Cool. That was funny.
I'll feel
you. Okay, your foot. Wait, get your foot on my leg. Okay, I got you. no, I mean it's a touchy subject.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people. So
touchy. Get it?
Because you just touched my leg.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. I'm hungry as shit.
Can we end this one off?
Yeah,
now?
We're ending this one off. Because I'm hungry as shit. Okay. I need a Cindy sandwich.
Okay. We'll end it off by saying thank base God. Even though we don't believe
thank
in God.
Thank base God. Because base God's not God.
Not. He's different.
Illuminati,
the fucking maniac. An angel sent me a...
What?
Huh?
A painted black? A train attack? Heart attack? What
All
is it?
Painted Black by painted Rolling Black. Stones.
Such a good song.
I know.
Guitar Hero.
No. Joel listens to it.
Oh, he loves Rolling Stones.
He
like
loves
Sandy.
Them.
Sandy loves them. I'll have to tell the Sandy Rolling Stones song next episode. Yeah. A Rolling Stones story next episode. That's a good story.
Yeah.
My dad's Sandy, but it's been the best story.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Logicast. Logic Cast. I wonder if there's already a podcast called that. Well, fuck it. Anyway, we're calling it the Logic Cast. Two words, but we're going to say Logic Cast because it's quicker.
Yeah. Okay.
It was good. It was good for this episode. It was great.
We should listen to it.
Yeah, you want to listen to it now?
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. Every, like, three people that will ever hear this.
Yeah.
So appreciate
it. But we'll listen to it, so it'll be
fun. We'll listen to it on iPod and stuff. Yeah. It'll be good.
That'll be fun.